Sierra HKX, mobile.
All right, Sierra 7 mobile. Good evening.
Good evening, Mike. Haven't talked to you in a while. You been doing okay?
Yeah, doing okay. I haven't talked, period, for a while on this thing. It seems like I've been listening to this repeater going back and forth for, I don't know, weeks now, and I don't hear anything.
I've been on here. I just hadn't heard you. You cleared out your call.
There. And last week, I was out of town for the whole week, so, you know how things don't connect sometimes.
Well, I've been having radio trouble, too, so I hadn't been on as much. So, that might have been part of it.
Gremlin, they will take care of your radio time.
Will. I don't know if I've got it figured out or fixed or what, but I don't know what I did if I did. So, we'll go with it until something happens.
Mike or different radio? You sound different.
My ID5100 in my excursion, I've made the swap, a vehicle swap, and I'm on the other side of the black hole now, heading home.
Oh, you parked it for the night.
He tells me I sound way different on this radio versus the Kenwood.
That's pretty tinny. The other one's got some good bass to it, so it's definitely, it's either the radio or, I don't know. It could be inside the radio or it could be it's the mic, so.
It's in a factory mic with both of them, so I don't know. One just does it different than the other one.
It's got a higher cutoff, that one, the one you're on right now, so you're getting only the high tones, that's all. Maybe the deviation set up a little different, too.
I haven't even had to touch the mic gain on either one of them. They're just like they come out of the box.
Honking, but they're honking, so whatever. But, yeah, I'm just driving along, trying to get home, that's all.
Sometimes that's the best you can ask for.
They changed the road here, so the left lane merges to the right lane. The guy behind me just flat out refused to let the guy in from the left lane. They almost converged.
Sometimes. But how's work been going for y'all? Y'all been able to meet the supply and demand for pretty much everything you need?
Just amazing. The customers all expect it now. So a lot of times I get an email saying, hey, you quoted this last month. How's the price now? So, you tell people, yeah, it's going to be 28 weeks, and they say, oh, that's all?
It's shocking how accustomed to the new way of living everybody has come so quickly.
I called AT&T the other day and shut off the cable service. It's like, man, I can't afford this anymore. So I'm doing what I can at home, too.
Well, I shut off cable and regular TV. I can't receive over the air up here where I'm at. So all I've got is Netflix and Hulu and whatever I want to watch on YouTube. And that's it. I've been that way for, I don't know, probably close to 12 years now.
And I'm going to have to get used to it. I'm going to lose you here now. I'm going into the drive. So hopefully we can hook up tomorrow and talk. Until then, you take care, Patrick. I'll talk to you later. N6 CLX. I'll be clear.
Mike, good to hear from you again. And you be careful. And have a good evening, KO4 HKX. And I'll be mobile and monitoring for a few more minutes.